Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet, using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios,
live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the 7th anniversary radio show of Blind and Beyond. This is your host, Michael, and I want to welcome you to, what can I say, the 7th anniversary. This is our 7th anniversary show. That's right, we've been on the air going on now 7 years. That's right, believe it or not. Welcome. And folks want to know, if you're tuning in for the first time, turning those dials, want to know what this is all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And we're here, well, we're here every Sunday night. That's right, Eastern Time, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. And before we get started, before we even introduce everybody, I'd like to thank our son, Lynn and my son, our son, Brian Golder, for helping us and always being positive. Every time I ask him a question about the show and looking for input, he gives me positive thoughts. And I want to thank Brian for his positive thoughts always. And now let me introduce you to our co-host, first co-host, Lynn Golder, my beautiful wife. Lynn, are you there?
Where else would I be? Welcome, everybody. This is so exciting. Our seventh year, and it's not the seven-year itch. We're happy to be here. Seventh anniversary of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome.
And next co-host, been on time all the time. What can I say, my buddy? One, the only Gary Sinclair co-host. How you doing, Gary?
Hello, everybody. For my extended lap today, our anniversary. Welcome, everybody.
And now, the beautiful, the what can I say? So intelligent, the one, the only, Sheila Young co-host. How you doing, Sheila Young?
Michael, I am awesome. Welcome, everybody, and congratulations, Blind and Beyond.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, you too.
And the next co-host with us is co-host, the one, the only, and I mean the only, David Hillebrand.
Woohoo! It's me. Hey, hey. Good evening, everyone. Happy anniversary. It's good to be here.
Glad you're here, Dave.
And next on the line is our guest. That's right, our guest host, all the way from Ocala, Florida. The one, the only, Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles, it is, Reverend. Went out for lunch.
Oh, something happened. He got muted.
Hold he got on. Muted. Wait a minute. He got muted already?
All right, he'll be back.
Okay. Oh, I'm muted. Oh, good muted. Evening, everybody.
There he is.
Hello, Charles.
What happened, Charles?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't do it.
And in the studios, the one, the only, well, without him, there's no show. One, the only, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, how you doing, babe?
Hey, 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 hey. What's going down in the town, everybody? Yeah. It's 7 years and we celebrated.
It really
is a fireworks. Where's the fireworks? Yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, baby. Do some fireworks.
Oh,
we're going to celebrate.
7 years of putting up with each other. All of us.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening for 7 years.
Right.
Without our audience, we don't have a show.
They've had to put up with us for that long.
Yeah.
7 years.
That's true.
Willingly, you know, which is great.
Before we get started.
I feel more sorry for them than us.
Before we get started, I want to go to Charles Brooks. Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to talk to you first, if we can do a little...
In memoriam.
Yes, in memoriam.
Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the vision that you placed within Michael and Lynn. We thank you for the audience. We thank you for the blessings that you poured out, not only on us, but our audience as well. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Charles.
And we want to talk now about the folks that have passed away in the past 7 years.
Charles, go first.
Some of the people that love this show.
Charles.
My wife, Dawn Brooks. She's been with us or was with us from Blind Matters up
That's
in.
That's right.
This year, she used to drive me to the studio. She'd have comments on the air, and sometimes she even tried to put Michael in line.
That's right.
I can just visualize her sitting there in the studio. We were always all together.
Yep.
We missed Dawn terribly. Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you for
thank you so much, Charles.
Right, Michael, you're next.
And I want to remember the one, the only, Betty Shop. Betty, we miss you. And she was a great lady from Palmyra, New Jersey, the one, the only, Betty Shop. We remember you. Gary?
Yes. I want to talk for, Maddie Hicks. I'm sorry. I was choked up there for a minute just thinking of her. Medix. She was a very dear caller in to our show and participated with us. And she was a grand dear friend of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And she was recording secretary at the time, and she did an excellent job. Love you, Maddie.
No, she was a sweetheart.
Sheila?
Yes, Patty Land, who was part of the original group when we first started Blind Matters. We met at a restaurant, and she said, who's going to listen to a radio show about the blind? So,
I remember that.
Yeah, so anyway, Patty Land was a dear friend of mine. So.
And ours.
And ours.
Yes. Yeah. She gave Michael the business.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
David, you're up.
All right. Well, I would like to remember our dear friend from the show, Joe Polano from Boca Raton, because Joe loved the show. He'd call in pretty much every week when he could, answer some of those trivia questions, but he especially would call in and give us the weather report, the Chamber of Commerce weather report from good old Boca Raton, which was always, you know, just about always like 84, 85 and sunny. And, you know,
funny.
So he always would call in the beautiful reports. So everyone, all the snowbirds would want to flock to go see Joe, you know.
That's right. He did. Well, and I would like to remember Brooke Evans. And Brooke passed away a couple of years ago, but she knew about the Blind and Beyond radio show. But Brooke, she went way back to Blind Matters. She used to come up from West Palm Beach with a whole contingency to Gary's house for parties, and that was wonderful, and she was very active with our show. So, Brooke Evans, we miss you, too.
Yes, we miss those folks dearly. Yes.
Everybody.
Now, I want to bring up this right now, and I want you to folks to listen carefully. We're going to have a contest, and it's going to be a nice contest. And the co-host and myself will vote on the winner each hour. Each hour will have a winner. And the story is going to be this way. You call up and tell why you like listening to this radio show. All you have to do is call up, tell them why you like listening to this radio show. You can win a $50 gift card from Visa, $50. That's it. The phone number is 407-894-1680. If you won before, in the last 30 days, you can still call on for this one. This is not trivia. This is not trivia. You're calling in to find out. You're calling to say why you like listening to this radio show. That's it. And we'll vote on someone. If there's three or four people, we'll vote on one person. Only one is going to win with a $50 gift card from Visa, right. MasterCard.
Michael,
hey,
Mike,
the phone number is 407-894-1680. The lines are now open,
407-894-1680. Chris, I just wanted to do the shout-outs really quickly, and then we'll start taking our phone calls.
Okay.
Okay. I have a couple quick shout-outs. I'm sure everybody else does, too. I'd like to say happy birthday to Christine Belts. Love you, Christine. Have a good birthday in a couple of days.
Happy birthday, Christine.
Right. Hello to Tracy Simon at Rutgers University. Hope you're listening, Tracy. And I'd like to give a big shout-out to Lexi Smith across the pond in the UK on the passing of her dear dog, Charlie. And we met on LinkedIn today. So our condolences.
Anybody else have a PSA?
You guys, anybody else? Have quick shout-out? Then we can get to our calls.
A shout-out to my dear wife. Brenda Jordan, my friends up in Pittsburgh, and more later.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got one. I can give a shout-out to my family that's here and visiting, and they're listening on Alexa while I'm in here. So welcome
nice.
Home.
That's nice. Sheila?
Charles?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Shout out to all the veterans that are listening.
Okay. Yep. And now open the lines. Open the lines now. Anybody calling in that wants to talk about the radio show, why they listen?
All right.
Calling in. And then we're going to vote on We're going to vote on at the end of the show. We'll tell you who the winner is. Let's see who's the first one calling on the line, 407-894-1680. Who's on the line?
All right, so I got three callers calling in on the phone line right now as we speak. I got our good friend Cal from Lighthouse who want to get in and say congratulations. Then we have Don from Winter Garden, Florida. I don't recognize this voice. Don, I didn't recognize her voice, but I told her to hold tight, hang on. And then we got our good friend, the beautiful, the sensational herself, all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas. You already know who I'm talking about.
Wow.
She's calling in to say
let's
hi.
Let's take Kyle Johnson first.
All right, so we got our good friend Kyle on the phone line. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey there, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, Kyle.
Is that Gary?
Yeah, we hear you. Hi, Kyle.
Yep.
Hey there. How's everybody doing tonight?
Sounds far away.
How's it going, buddy?
I can't hear you.
Wait, here.
You can't hear me, Dave?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. There's ways out there.
How's everybody doing?
You're right ahead.
I'm coming right ahead and talk. We can hear you, Kyle.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks to you.
Yes, thanks to you, Kyle.
Well, I mean, yeah, thanks to Lighthouse. Not so much Kyle. But, you know, I'm not.
Thank you and the Lighthouse.
Well, that's true, but you've been a big supporter for sure, and so we definitely couldn't have done it without you. And now Richard and so many others from Lighthouse over there.
Kyle Johnson, who's the president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida here in Orlando, for those who don't know.
Well, I'm actually out of town at a conference at the Vision Serve Alliance Executive Leadership Conference.
Oh, yeah, that's great. One of our sponsors. Thank you. Yep,
so he's with all our friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say hi to Lee.
I will.
Okay. Well, we won't keep you.
We won't keep
hello
you.
To
thank
Lee
you so much.
Sharon and everybody over there.
And thank you for calling
in.
Thanks for calling
in.
Thank you so much.
I sure will. I'll tell them. And I just want to tell you what a pleasure it's been for Lighthouse to be able to support this blind business. And we're so proud that you're celebrating 7 years and looking forward to many, 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 many more years of success.
Thank you. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank
you, Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate
it.
Out there. I will try my best, Dave. You guys have a great one, okay? Have a great day.
And thank you for calling in. Thank you and helping us. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you so much.
Very good. Very good. You guys have a great night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Amen.
Bye now. Chris, who's next?
All righty. We're going to talk with all the way from the big city of Winter Garden, Florida, the one and only Miss Don from Winter Garden. Don, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Hi, Don.
How about you?
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Don.
Yes.
Hello.
I want to say why I wanted to listen to your show.
Yes.
One of the reasons I listen to it is because you all are so encouraging. You have a great attitude. And you have a lot of information that's helpful to people who have vision issues, vision problems. And it's very frightening when you are losing your sight. But once you find out about the resources and you all give a lot of information, you have a lot of encouragement. And that's something that a person needs. Because sometimes when you have loss of vision, it's like you're in a world all by yourself. But you all make a person feel like they're included. You give that family feeling. And so there's joy. And I enjoy listening to you because you're not dull. You're very lively. And you seem to have a good rapport with each other. And so
Dawn.
I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You're so sweet. Tell me something. I don't remember you. Is this the first time caller that you ever called the show?
I haven't called in a while. But for this particular contest here, for this year, this is my first time calling.
Well, I hope you win.
You are awesome, girl.
You're awesome.
You're good. You're so sweet to call in.
Well, you're in the mix.
Whether I win or not, you have touched me in my heart. And I thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are
right,
something else, girl. You are something else. Thank
well,
you.
Don, Don, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, Don. Hold on.
Keep on listening. Yeah.
All right.
Everybody's talking.
Wait, don't hang up because we got to put
Crystal,
you in the mix.
Take your
got to put you in the mix.
Okay.
Who's next?
Who's next?
I think I know
who's
who
next?
It is.
All righty. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and talk to that beautiful, sensational voice of Sharon. Sharon, how you doing?
How you doing? Hey, guys, I just wanted to call you. This is Sharon Giovinazzo from Little Rock, Arkansas, BOA of Tampa, Florida right now. I just want to call and wish you a happy anniversary and congratulations on 7 wonderful years of blending the blind and the sighted communities together. Good job, guys. I tell you, you came with a vision and you've delivered.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're having a good
time
at the Vision Serve Alliance?
Take care. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Love you guys. Hi to Lee.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Sharon. Bye. She had to wait a long time.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Emails on the line.
And Sharon's been a big part of the show, too.
Oh, yeah. She was in a hurry. She waited a long time to talk to us on the air.
Yeah, but we appreciate her for sure.
They're very busy there.
Right? Emails on the line, Chris.
Oh, he must be taking
He's probably taking some info.
He's busy on that phone.
Yeah.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I guess we'll go to break.
Well, we can't without Chris.
Oh, yeah, we can't
do that without Chris.
When he says to break, we'll break.
Okay.
Here
we go. We're
going to
break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to Blind Me on Radio Show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the 7th anniversary radio show of the Blind and Beyond radio. This is our 7th anniversary. That's right. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let's go right now to David's song. We want to hear David's song.
Hey, it's my jingle for the show. But it is. But
hey, y'all, what's everybody up to? Not much, just waiting for the show to begin, man.
What show is that?
You know, it's the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Why did you say so?
Oh.
Say what you're doing Sunday night. Got a show that'll get you just a rise. Full of fun and prizes too. Don't you know that your friends are waiting for you? From Washington to Caroline, got some of yours and some of mine. We talk about it. Yes, we talk about it. Good times you'll find. We're just a bridge between sighted and the blind, kind and beyond,
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 radio, radio show.
Woo! Well, very good, very good, very good, very good, very good song. That's a very good song.
That's my contribution, my jingle for the show.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Dave. Good one.
That's our day.
That's our day. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I believe we have Garrett on the line from Winter Park. Garrett, you on the line from Winter Park? Garrett?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Hey, Garrett.
How are you?
How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to hear from you. This is Dave.
Yeah. Tell them what you're doing today, Garrett. I've been in the pool. I've been sitting here with Uncle Gary the whole time, and we've been having a good time out here. We got here yesterday.
Oh, man, nice.
Wait, is that the same guy?
You know what? You sound like you're from Virginia or something. Are you from Virginia? I hear that southern drawl.
And he sounds so old now.
Yeah, he sounds old now.
Virginia.
Where are you
from? I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, that's cool.
What do you think he's from?
Yeah,
from Richmond. Oh, he's from Richmond.
Garrett, how old are you now?
13. Turned 14.
13. Oh, sounds older. Well, 13 sounds older.
I got to tell you, you sound like you're about 18, dude.
Yeah.
You honestly sound like you're 18 to me.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when he had the little trucks.
Yeah.
Hi, Garrett. This is Sheila. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been very good.
Well, thanks for thanks for calling in, Garrett. Thank you.
Really nice.
Thanks. Very
great
nice calling
in. You while you're down here.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Happy anniversary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back here. Yeah.
Get back in that pool.
Oh, yeah. It's 77 it's degrees.
It isn't this hot, isn't it?
I know he sounds much more of an adult, honestly.
Oh, yeah. My other grandson, too. They both sound big and loud.
203 on the line.
All right.
On the line.
Listen, I got Mama Rose that called in from Orlando, and then we got to go down to West Palm Beach and talk with our good friend Preston from West Palm Beach. In the meantime, in between time, Mama Rose, how you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. And while I like to listen to this show, it's very informative and lots of fun. And I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Should we put you in the mix? Should we put
you
in the mix about?
We
should we put you in the mix?
Yes, we put her in the mix.
Absolutely, put her in the mix.
Put her in the mix. She's awesome, isn't it wonderful?
She's a sweetheart, isn't she?
She is. She's full of it.
I've been listening to it.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Put me in the mix now.
You're in the mix.
You
are. Hey, Mama Rose, how long have you been listening to this radio show?
I think about almost 7 years. I love it.
Wow.
I can't wait for 7 o'clock to come to get on the show.
There you go. Thank you so much,
Thank
Mama.
You. Thank you.
Thank you
God
so much.
Y'all.
You're definitely in the mix.
Rose.
You're in the mix. Put her in
thank
the mix.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
She's
okay.
Awesome.
And Michael, let people talk.
Please. I'm trying to get through these two guys first.
I know, but let them talk. You're cutting them off. Just let them talk.
Who is next?
All righty, so we're going to go down to our sister radio station all the way in the 561. That's right. Let's go to West Palm Beach and talk with the engineer, the one and only Preston. Preston, how you doing, man?
Hey
Preston,
how
y'all
doing today? Hey
Preston,
I'm feeling great.
Hi Preston,
feeling great on this nice Sunday. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Good great. Weather.
First
Preston, do you
foremost,
listen to this radio
to
show?
Really, Mike?
Well, I mean,
really?
Yes, I do listen to this radio show, but not just because they pay me. I actually listen to your show.
There you go,
you guys. You guys have this unconventional charm about your show that I like. It's like, I went to school for broadcasting, you know, and this is like really my first live show that I kind of work on a regular basis. And you guys consistently break every single rule that I've ever learned in broadcasting, ever.
Yay,
but for some reason, it works. It works, and that's the charm that I love about this show.
But it's you know why we can? Because we can.
Stop, people. Preston,
who's going to stop?
Sheila, don't worry about it. Michael listens to sports shows, and everybody interrupts us. That's the way it goes in the talk show.
Preston, I want to thank you. You're definitely in the mix, Preston. You're definitely in the mix.
Oh, you guys are great. I enjoy listening to your show. I've learned so much about the blind community, and there were so many things that I've wondered, and you guys answered those. And you guys just keep doing what you're doing. You guys are doing great, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
And the fact that we've broken so many rules charms my heart right there.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a rule breaker from way back, so.
That's right.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for calling in, Preston.
Preston from WFTA.
No problem. You guys keep going what you're doing.
Thanks, man.
Hey, he's definitely in the mix. Definitely in the mix.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
It's hard now.
All righty. Let's go up to our good friend over in Clinton, Indiana, and talk with our good friend John from Clinton, Indiana. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you, bud?
Good.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, Michael. Congratulations on 7 years, you and Lynn and all the gang down there.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate. I like the show because, it's like you say, it's all different kinds of topics, people, trivia, songs, whatever. Dave, I like your songs, too. They're really cool. And I got a thing that my mom had back years ago. She copied it out of a book in Bedford, Indiana, when she was a schoolgirl. It's called Courage. Life is mainly froth and bubble. Two things stand like stone. Help in another's troubles is courage in one's own. And you guys give us the courage to get up and go do things and whatever. So that's my quote for today. And I like your helpful hints, Sheila, and all them things, times, too. You ever have spread toothpaste on your toothbrush? People put it all the way along across to the top of the toothpaste on the brushes. You don't need that much.
Yes.
Take a tube and bite off a little bit, and it'll save your cost of toothpaste. You can last tube of toothpaste will last you a long time. That's my helpful hint from you to all the rest of the people down there. Okay?
Wow. Well, there you go.
Well, thank you so much. Helpful He's hints. Definitely in the mix. Put him in the mix.
Okay, so that's it for this hour.
And that's it for this hour. No more for this
Holy
hour.
Mackerel.
Save it for next hour.
This is going to
be tough. Save it for next hour.
Trivia now.
Okay.
All right,
that's right. Well, this has nothing to do with the trivia.
All right.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with the trivia.
All right, wait. I got two more callers on the phone line.
No. Now we save it for the next hour. But save it for next hour because it'll be too hard. Well, let's save it for next hour because we'll get one each hour.
We have four we have to vote on. Well,
we have to vote four on now, so we'll save it for next hour.
They're calling in to say congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're calling in to say congratulations. All right.
That's nice of them.
All right, so we're doing the trivia, or do you want to go ahead and get these first? And let's get them out the way.
No, let's get them out of the way, and then we'll do a trivia.
Out of the way with friends.
They're friends, probably.
All righty. Well, then, if that's the case, then I have a gentleman that we haven't heard from in quite some time. But this gentleman right here is phenomenal. He always calls in. He's always a stellar, and he always has the jokes. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, I want you to do me a favor and put those hands together for the one, the only, Sonny Doo-Wop.
Oh, Sonny Doo-Wop.
Yes. Hi, Michael.
Sonny
Doo-Wop.
How are you doing, Sonny Doo-Wop?
Good. I want to thank you very much, both of you, for all that you do for the blind and low vision folks. I listen to you every week. Number two, I'd like to thank you for having me on once in a while to go, a trip down memory lane. And last, I'd like to sing to you the first two lines of the anniversary song on a special occasion, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go.
All right, and it goes like this. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. And if you think we danced, you've got rocks in your head. Okay.
That's a good one, Sonny.
Thanks for calling in, Sonny Doo-Wop.
Thanks for
calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much.
Gary, thank you, Sonny. Thank you for being out there. I think we're going to Gary.
Okay,
we have to go to break.
We have to go to break.
Go to break. We'll come back with the first trivia.
We got to break something.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work for your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We're back. We're back with the 7th anniversary radio show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number 407-894-680, 407-894-680. Right now, it's trivia time on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and right now it's time for trivia. Gary, you're up with the first trivia.
Okay. I'm going to put a little swing on this, too, before I do the trivia question. And we're going to do, if that board is lit up with three people on it, which Chris has three lights up on it, if a person has never, ever, ever won a prize on his show, if he is number three, he gets moved to number one. We want some new people out here to win some prizes, so here's your chance. Put your thinking caps on now, everybody. This is going to be a little stickler, but I think you can handle it.
Okay.
All right. What disaster, world-known disaster, happened on April 14th? What was the disaster and what year?
But are you kidding me? That's hard.
We have to know all of that? Just know the disaster and the year?
Now, he said December.
What was the name? What was the disaster and what was the year that it happened? April 14th.
What kind of disaster? There's a lot of disasters in this world. What kind of disaster?
One that happened on April 14th.
One that happened on April 14th, you dumb.
Is this a monumental, historical?
This is a hard one.
Yes, everybody around the world heard this disaster.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, everybody know what that one is. Yeah.
I won't say nothing.
April 14th, get your thinking caps on. April 14th.
Well, you got to get more.
I'll give you another clue. They have a movie about this about every year, too, right around April 14th. That's my last clue.
All right, so
is it about the war?
I'm looking for a first-time caller and a third caller at the same time.
No, only a first-time caller. First, the first-time caller gets on first.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's a hard question.
You got to do this fast.
I don't think so. I've asked three people, and they knew it.
If they just get the disaster, they should be.
I'll give them to it if they get the disaster.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, I'm slacking up a little bit.
Oh, he's sleeping.
He's enjoying his anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to get this show. Oh, my goodness, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it's going to come to everybody.
Well, of course it will, but, you know.
After the fact.
You don't need the disaster in the year. Come on.
True.
Okay, so.
Let's go ahead and take a caller.
Disaster.
That's a very vague, open-ended question.
Exactly.
When you hear the answer, you'll know.
That happened on April the 14th that were disastrous.
Well, just tell me.
December 7th was a monumental day. Everyone
right.
knows that
we're
day.
We're not talking about December 7th. We're talking about April the 14th.
that has a big importance as well, though. So that's
it does. Big one.
Yeah, but I am so shocked that you would even know the date and the year. So apparently somebody told you.
on my patio, I got a picture of the thing. Yes, I have a picture of the thing.
All righty. Here we go. Here we go. I have Joni from Winter Park, Florida. Joni is our first caller from Winter Park, Florida. And then I have
Joni. Oh, that's not fair.
And then I have Deshelle from Orlando, Florida, calling in as well. So these are two names that I haven't heard before.
Joni ain't fair. She's in my company, so she probably heard me say it.
Oh, she knows she heard it say it. No, that's not fair.
Uh-oh.
That's so good. That's how you heard it say it.
Okay.
So do you?
Although it's tempting, but.
All right, so.
That wouldn't be fair.
Who's the second one?
Deshelle from Orlando, Florida. Deshelle.
Michelle.
Right. No.
Michelle?
D.
Is she a new caller? I guess so. I never heard of the name.
Yeah, Deshelle.
Okay, put Michelle on.
No, Deshelle. Deshelle.
Deshelle.
Okay.
Put her on,
yes,
Deshelle.
All right, Deshelle, how you doing?
Hey, Michelle.
I'm there.
No, Deshelle.
Oh, Deshelle.
So what, you know the answer?
Are you a first-time caller, Deshelle?
Yes, I'm the first-time caller.
Oh, she got it.
You got it. You got it, girl.
What'd she say?
She got
Titanic.
It.
Titanic.
Titanic.
Titanic. And it's sunk in 1912.
Yeah.
Yes. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Oh, no.
Congratulations.
Sunny's Barbecue. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sunny's Barbecue.
Good.
Sunny's Barbecue.
Thank you.
$10 gift card coming your way from Sunny's Barbecue. Enjoy Sunny's Barbecue.
We're running out of time for the first hour, so let Chris get her information and go write the date's trivia.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris?
All right. So, Deshelle, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, of course you give a shout-out. She wants to give a shout-out. Deshelle wants to
give
a shout-out.
I want to give a shout-out to my stepdad. Today's his birthday, so happy birthday.
Hey,
happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Leroy.
I'm Deshelle.
All right, Deshelle, hold on. Don't
what's
hang up, all right?
First name? Wait, Deshelle, what's your father's first name?
Leroy.
It's Leroy.
Leroy, happy birthday, Leroy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Leroy.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, we broke a rule.
All right.
That's like a round.
All right, hold on one moment, Deshelle.
I'm singing around there for a minute.
Okay, now it's going to be trivia time from
David. Yeah, it's not music. So, Dave, you can talk while he's taking her information.
Well, and then I have to think about what it was going to be. I do. No, it came to me. Okay. Here you go. So if you've, it doesn't matter what, if you're old, young, if you've watched TV on Saturday morning, you have seen a commercial for the breakfast food or breakfast cereal called Cocoa Puffs. So Cocoa Puffs has got a mascot or a spokesman of sorts, a cartoon character, which is a bird. And this particular bird has a saying that he always says about Cocoa Puffs. And I wonder, what does this bird say? So if you know what the Cocoa Puffs bird says that he is feeling, please call into the show at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680, because operators are standing by. Isn't that right?
Next time I go to the supermarket and I pass that, I'll think of this trivia.
Yeah, another ridiculous trivia.
That's right. And I'll
I loved cereal when I was a kid, but I don't remember.
It's been around forever, and this particular bird has done commercials since like the 60s, and he said the same thing all the time.
But Dave,
you tell me, Michael, you don't know this. Michael, don't
Dave,
know this.
What's that?
No, I don't know it.
All right, Dave and Gary, while we're waiting, I wanted to read a little message.
Wait one second. Don't forget, first time callers call in first.
They need the phone number.
Okay, the phone number is 407. 894-1680, 407-894-1680.
Okay, so I have a message from Lee Nasahi, who, if you remember, Lee Nasahi at one time was the president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida, and now she's the president and CEO of Vision Serve Alliance. And I just got a message. Hi, Lynn. We opened our first in 3 years in-person executive leadership conference in Tampa tonight. Woo-hoo! So I'm hosting 170 leaders from our field from across the country. We are so excited. So please give my love to everyone on air tonight, and a very big congratulations on your 7th anniversary. So thank you, Lee Nasahi. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Lee.
Sheila, that's nice.
And Dave and Charles.
Very
cool.
Nice.
Thank you, Lee.
Yep, she sent me a text.
Awesome. Oh, sweet of her.
Okay.
She's a busy lady right now, I've got to say.
Everything
that's going on, she's got her fingers in right now.
Be lovely.
I'm sure she'll be in Omaha, and good luck with that one, because the airfare is insane.
I would imagine prices have gone up to airfare, even though they need customers, but the fares are still going up.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go, but I'm thinking not.
Events, Sheila, you're talking
it's
about?
The American Council of the Blind National is hybrid, so it's in Omaha in July. So
don't you have to go? You're like mandatory?
No.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because it's hybrid. So,
gotcha.
All righty. So,
I'm calling him Lee. Any callers? Chris.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can be Lee today if you want me to.
Listen, everything but late for supper.
Listen, I still got Joni on the phone line who's trying to win really hard, and then I have Phil from Delray Beach, Florida, and I got Gobert from West Palm Beach, a first time caller.
I think Michael stepped away from the mic for a moment, but if I'm not mistaken, gang, he did say first time caller. I mean, first time caller.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
So
what let's.
We're doing.
All right. So go. Let me say, because it's Gobert. I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Is it Gobert?
Yes, that's good.
All right, Gobert from West Palm Beach, Florida. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. All right. Did you have the answer to the trivia?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm gonna give you the floor.
Hey,
I'm gonna give you the mic, gang. Everybody, say hello to Gobert.
Hey, Gobert.
Hello, Gobert.
Hey, everyone. How are you? I love the show.
Do you listen every week? Do you listen every Sunday?
I do.
All right.
Very good. Very good.
Cool. That's fantastic.
We appreciate it. So you think you know what the Cocoa Puffs bird says?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yay! Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
You're right, brother.
Okay, Dave, tell him what he won. It's your trivia.
You are right. You win. That's the antique baggie from the Saran collection. Free space and time.
And for real, what did he win?
Some old Christmas records that Lynn's got.
No.
On the back porch.
He's in South Florida. He won a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, Subway. That's cool.
Yep.
You got a great gift card from Subway, so awesome.
I
love Subway.
Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
good day.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Gobert, don't hang up. Hold on. I got to get some information from you, all right?
All righty. Hey, Dave.
Thanks, Gobert.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Didn't you ask what kind of bird that was?
No. I just asked what he said.
Okay. You know what kind of bird it was?
No, not specific. I don't remember right offhand.
Kookaburra.
Oh, yeah. That I should have remembered, yeah. Because I remember that was part of the whole thing, the kookaburra.
Right.
The fact that it was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, so.
I know my
Cocoa
Puffs.
Yeah, I was impressed. The guy did good. Yeah, I'm not a real crazy about him, but that's
no,
all right.
I wasn't.
It tastes a little bit like popcorn.
Yeah, yeah.
With milk on them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I liked Cocoa Krispies better when I was a kid.
Oh,
that
was
my cereal.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
getting hungry, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It's hungry.
All right. Well, I'm glad that he won because he was the first time caller and sounded like a good guy too. So that was
We love the first time callers, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was exciting that he said he's been listening to the show. So that's really exciting.
Right. You never know who's listening out there.
I know the crazy guy.
What did you say, Charles?
That was the most exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It always is.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to know they're out there, even if they don't call.
Oh,
so.
I have a quick little story to tell you that our friend Anthony from Calgary was going to call in tonight, but he was in a terrible accident, but thank God he's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, his access paratransit got hit, and for the three people got hurt. But what I wanted to tell you, when he was talking to the police officer about the accident, the policewoman says to Anthony, "Did you ever hear the Blind to Beyond radio show? Where is she in Calgary, Canada?"
What?
Yeah.
True story.
Cool.
He's on the way home from the accident. She says, "Did you ever hear the Blind to Beyond radio show?"
But he's okay.
Cool.
Thank God.
Cool.
He's going for physical therapy, but he said, "I feel like an old man now," is what he said. He really got hurt badly.
No, but prayers are going out to you, Anthony.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Anthony.
Yes, indeed.
Hodges in Calgary, Canada. We miss you, and thank you for thinking that you were going to call in. But he was having a problem with his iPhone or something, the speakers, I don't know what.
His microphone.
Hey, Lynn?
Yeah.
Going kablooey.
Yes,
hey, Lynn, you want to hear something funny?
What?
This is one of my guests here, and she wants to go work the microwave. I talk to microwaves, and one of the other persons here said, you know, it's by voice. You work that computer by voice. So she looks at it and she goes, 1 minute.
I don't get it.
She says it's activated by, they work it by voice. You know, the voice commands the talk.
Yeah, that I get.
Well, she didn't understand
so
she looks at it.
She talked to the computer.
So 1 minute.
She just thought that she could just tell her what to do.
Well, I guess it's sort of like what you do with your smart speakers. You tell them what to do.
Sure.
I think we're going to the top of the hour, aren't we, Chris? On my computer, it says 8 o'clock. I don't
it
know what
it does say 8 o'clock. You are correct.
Wow.
But I think the station is 1 minute after
all
us.
The East Coast. Yes. They're on a different time.
They're on a different time.
they changed the time right about
the heart and soul.
There we go. All righty. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a little bit. Listen to the Blind to Beyond radio show.
Don't touch that dial.
That's right.
We'll be back.